Penguin Audio presents All I Did Was Shoot My Man by Walter Mosley. Read by Myron Willis. Chapter 1. I've been running a low-grade fever for nearly a week. It wasn't debilitating, more like consciousness altering. My senses were affected. Sometimes the world looked fuzzy, and at other times, sounds became muffled, then intense. I could feel myself moving through the heavy atmosphere with the full weight of my 183 pounds pressing down on the soles of my feet. Aspirin usually dispelled these symptoms, but I'd left a little plastic box on my desk and couldn't leave the urine-smelling corner I was in because I was there to meet a client of sorts. The lower level of the Port Authority bus station at 42nd Street was populated by young hopefuls on the way to colleges and new lovers on the way to life. Mixed in with the optimists moved also-rans, headed anywhere but where they found themselves. Sprinkled in among the civilians were crackheads, along with various policemen, Port Authority employees, and freelance crooks. A middle-aged man wearing horn-rimmed glasses and toting a clipboard was standing outside a women's bathroom, asking the ladies as they came out if they had any complaints about the facilities. Some were polite, others ignored him, and still others stopped to chat about leaks and smells and the quality or lack of paper products. The bus was 5 minutes late, but there weren't many of us there waiting. Other than myself, there were three older women and a younger one. All of us were black.